And yeah, we're just coming up with my interview with Nada Lewis, a wonderful folkloric accordionist. So we'll be chatting with her in just a moment. In fact, are we putting... a track of hers on right now, then we'll go into the interview. The first track I will be playing is called Rust. I'll get this right, Rust Umel, and that's a Romanian folk dance and melody, and hope you enjoy it. And this is Nada Lewis. Oh yes, Rust Umel by Nada Lewis on the accordion. And let's see who, and actually she also did actually all of the instruments. She did the jaws harp, the accordion, the tambourines, and the Turkish saz. I don't even know what that is. So if somebody knows what a saz is, give us a call, 707-874-1073. Now let's get to my interview and some music interspersed with Nada Lewis. Thank you very much, Nada, for granting the interview, and congratulations on being an accordion babe.
Thank you. This is my month.
That's right. April it is. What's the recognition? Do you get a crown?
Do I get a crown? No, I get a calendar.
The calendar.
It's on my wall. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, it looks like I'm standing on somebody's back porch, but actually it's a gypsy wagon with the top cut off.
Oh, okay. That sounds, I can see that, yeah.
Can you tell it's a gypsy wagon?
I suppose
the top was just beautiful. There was stained glass, it was a curved top, and this thing was hitched up to probably not a horse, but a truck.
Yeah. It's hard to get good horses nowadays.
It's hard to get good horses.
Yeah. And, you know, you're an accordion player, and maybe you can give us a bit of your background, how you actually got to be an accordion player, you know, where you grew up, and what inspired you to take up music and from there.
Well, I grew up in a musical family, and I was given piano lessons, so I had my keyboard background. I started taking piano when I was about 11 years old, and I guess I had a background for it. There was a time when, much later, I guess I was 21 at the time, I was in a band, and the accordion player quit or moved away. So I thought, why not? So that's when I took up accordion and enjoyed it thoroughly. I really love Eastern European music, so it was natural to start playing that on accordion. Although I also later became interested in, you know, the Western European music, French, Italian, Latin, and polkas and things like that. My first love is the East European and the Roma music.
Indeed. I noticed that from your CD. When you were growing up, did you listen to other music? What other musical influences did you have?
Well, I loved classical music. My parents played classical music in the house, as well as Latin music. They loved to do Latin dance music, so I still like that a lot. I played in my junior high school and high school band, playing clarinet.
Mm.
I played American folk music and sang folk songs from the time I was about 14, guitar, and then took a banjo when I was 16. So I played a lot of different instruments and love many different kinds of music.
Mm. But you stick to the accordion mainly? Is that really a number one instrument?
Right now, accordion is my main squeeze.
Okay.
Yeah. I enjoy it very much. I was just practicing when you called.
Oh.
I'm preparing for a concert tomorrow night at Le Bateau Eve in Berkeley. I'll be playing with my violinist friend John, and we're playing music from Italy, Romania, France, Serbia, and Bulgaria.
Mm.
All of it beautiful and all of it challenging.
That type of music, you mean, to switch from one genre to another?
Yes.
Is that the main challenge, the timing?
No, the challenge is all the ornaments and all the changes and, quick key changes within the pieces. The rhythms are complex, but I have them in my blood, so that's not the problem. It's a lot of very, very fascinating, quick ornaments.
Oh, interesting.
Especially with the Romanian and the Bulgarian music. And I welcome the opportunity to become a better musician playing these.
Exactly. I mean, what a breadth you can stretch yourself to.
Yeah, it's challenging, and I feel a sense of accomplishment you know, to learn these things. Some of them are just, I never thought I would be playing music this difficult. Huh? But it's so beautiful. It's worth it. Well, even if I practice for 3 hours on one section that goes by in about 22 seconds in performance, it's worth it, because what you learn applies to, and I tell this to my accordion students, what you learn in one piece transfers to all the other pieces you subsequently learn.
Mm. Right. It gets built in there, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah.
But now, you mentioned Romanian music and Roma music. They're two different things?
Yes, Roma is, Roma is the politically correct term for what many people call the gypsy music.
Gypsy,
it's
right.
Roma. The Roma people call themselves Roma, so we don't say gypsy.
Oh, okay. That is the official. Yeah, when I was growing up in London, I used to know a lot of, gypsies back, you know, Roma then, because the funfair came through a few times a year, and it parked right near where I lived. So, mm-hmm. and they were still all Roma who did all those type of that work. And so I used to play with all those kids.
It's the feeling for the music, the soul for the music is very, very apparent in the Roma music. And you have Roma music not only in, Romania or Hungary or Russia, which is probably that which most people are familiar with, or even the flamenco, which is Spanish Roma music. Mm. But every country in the world has that feeling. Since the Roma traveled through these areas, their music would reflect those styles and give it its own distinct soul.
Oh, that's very interesting.
In fact, there is a Roma festival in Sebastopol. The last Saturday of this month in Ives Park all afternoon. And there's a wonderful accordionist coming from the East Coast, a Bulgarian. His name is Ivan Milev. And in fact, I was just practicing one of his pieces. Hmm. And he will be playing for that festival. It's something to see. It's a wonderful festival. It's a fundraiser for the Roma people who greatly can benefit from all donations.
Right. They are still quite repressed in a lot of countries, I understand.
It's a very difficult life. They're discriminated against.
Their music pervades us. So, you know, it's funny that...
it's so full of life. It's the best. As far as I'm concerned.
Thank you.
Yes, that was Nada Lewis and Lustige Chasidim. That was a klezmer melody. And it's got Nada on accordion and guitar, Shira Kamen on violin d'amour, and Robin Petrie on the hammered dulcimer. So yeah, this is Cowes Radio 107.3 FM. And yeah, it's a very important event is happening with one of our wonderful sponsors. And in fact, the organization that holds our telegraphic license, that is the Occidental Arts and Ecology Center. And this weekend, May the 1st and 2nd, that happens to be tomorrow and Sunday, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. is the summer plant sale. Yep, people wait literally all year for this sale, and it is happening. There's also garden tours, so you can go up to Coleman Valley Road there, and 15290 Coleman Valley Road, in fact. And you can go get some things which are all certified organic. And it's the warm season crops for this weekend. Got tomatoes, basil, summer and winter squash, pumpkins, autumn sweet peppers, eggplants, which are really aubergines, beans, melons, cucumbers, and gourds. Good gourd. So, yeah, let's see. It starts from 9 to 5, go on up there. It'll be a beautiful day, so it will be fabulous, and you'll really help a fantastic cause. And just think, all those wonderful new plantings have all been caressed by the delicate electronic vibes from Cowes Radio right above them. And of course, our antenna is up a 150-foot Douglas fir, so we have a very organic radio station, especially for the community of the West County. Hope you're all enjoying the show and the interview with Nada Lewis. We'll get right back to it right now. The phone number in the studio, if you want to give me a call during the interview, or if you don't have to, if you want to listen to it, it's area code 707-874-1073. Hi to Frank in Chicago. Hope you're doing well there, Frank, if you're listening up there, listening still. And all those other people who listen literally all around the world. It's wonderful now that with the internet, that we are no longer squeezed into one little geographic area. We can all think that our wonderful, wonderful original thoughts can go all around the world in mere microseconds. So anyway, let's go back to my interview with Nada Lewis, the accordionista extraordinaire.
I noticed on the CD that I have of yours, the Hot, Sweet and Wild. You only have one, which is a vocal. Is that normal how you do? You don't do much vocal?
Because one that is a vocal? Oh, that's because I actually had some other vocals planned for that album, but it just filled up. It got filled up, and I ran out of funds. So I decided to save them for next time, if there is a next time. It's just, that's the only one that made it.
Oh, okay, because you have a lovely voice, so you should do
Thank
one
you.
With all voices.
I do love to sing.
Now, you play, obviously, by yourself, but also with other bands. Who do you play with?
I play with a number of bands. Right now, as I mentioned earlier, I'm in a duet with John Schreiber, the violinist. And I also play with a group called Panacea, which is several women. Hammered dulcimer, violin. I'm on accordion. We also have vocals, and we have percussion. And we do everything from early French music to, you know, stretching to the Middle Eastern, also through the Balkans and Western Europe.
Oh, interesting. So that's so it's not just, so you go to early music as well then.
It just derives from everything. Yeah. I also play in a Russian balalaika orchestra, the San Francisco Balalaika Ensemble, and we have eight people playing. I play alto balalaika as well as accordion and tambourine. I also play what's called a bass balalaika, but it's really a cello-sized balalaika, as there is a larger one, the contrabass. And I substitute with a number of the Bay Area klezmer bands, I had my own klezmer band for a while, but it's more fun to play in other people's klezmer bands. I've taught klezmer, Macedonian, and you know, all kinds of Balkan music at several of the music camps in California during the summer.
Mm.
So since I started teaching that, I literally taught my income away. There are now 40 or so klezmer bands in Central California.
Oh my goodness, what have you wrought on us here?
Part of my life purpose, I suppose.
Exactly.
Mostly just to bring beauty into the world. I mean, what I feel through my heart, I play.
Yes, indeed, a lot of enjoyment. And another part, obviously, apart from the music, you get to dress up in fun folkloric costumes and things.
Oh, I love to dress up in costumes, yes. I have many beautiful things from other countries and things I've actually designed and sewn myself that it's just fun to wear. It just adds to the performance to dress up.
Oh, absolutely. It puts it right into that where it's coming from.
Yes. In fact, when I do work in the winery, in the wineries in the, up in the Napa Valley area. And I've got a lovely French outfit, including beret and Eiffel Tower earrings. And I play French music, which I love, valse musette. It's a beautiful, beautiful collection of music. And I play that with a mandolinist sometimes or solo. I love French music, the Parisian Cafe and the older French folk music.
Oh, that's so classic. Yeah, I've got some musette I love to play, yeah.
And it's great for drinking wine.
Oh.
I discovered something really fun. When I play it, I've learned a technique of playing where I kind of slur the notes, and even if you haven't been drinking wine, you feel like you have. I've always been a cheap drunk. But as I tell people when they offer me, you know, a glass of something while I'm playing or performing, I always say, I play better when I don't drink, but I sound better if you do. But I think accordion music and wine, as well as accordion music and good food, go together well.
Oh, I think so. And, of course, you know, the Germans would say it goes well with beer as well.
Oh, yes, yes. I play a lot of polkas. And I've adapted some of the early German dances, some of the classical 2-4 music, and put them in polka form, which is really fun to play.
Oh, wow, pretty lively, yes.
As well as, you know, the dance polkas that everybody knows. Polkas are fun.
Right, yeah, you have no shame about polkas and things, yeah.
Well, I used to be kind of snobbish about it, but then I discovered if I actually drink a beer, it does sound better. Yeah, it's more fun, yes, definitely.
Oh, that's great. Talking about your instrument, what accordions do you play?
Well, I play piano accordions with the keyboard. I have 5 or 6 accordions. At one time, I had 11. So I began running out of space. It's like I was adopting accordions like some people adopt stray cats.
Oh, dear. You get a reputation.
So I've got it down to about 5. Two of them are full size, and one is kind of medium size. Then I've got a little one that I can walk around with, a little 40 bass honer.
So for a quick, gratuitous tune...
I call it my parade accordion.
Everyone should have one of those. Yeah.
And interestingly enough, it's louder than all the others, the little one.
Oh. How does that work? Have you figured out
I don't know.
How?
It must be the way the reeds are set up.
Mm.
It's got that what's called wet tuning.
Oh,
so
yes.
It's got that European sound.
Yeah, I've been learning a little bit from some other interviews with the accordion babes. In fact, do you repair your own accordions?
I can repair some things. I don't tune it. I don't do major repairs. If a button is stuck, I know how to get that out. I know how to do a few things.
Oh, yes, you know it's Cowles Radio if you hear Bossy and Bessie on the air at any time, gratuitously. This is Arnold, your host of Tommy's Holiday Camp. And you're listening to my interview with Nada Lewis. We'll get right back to that, to her, in just a few minutes. And we'll play another song by Nada just in one moment called Yanka Devoyka. And that's from Bulgaria. But I would like to thank very much one of our underwriters, without which we would not be out here chatting to everybody out there on the internet tubings and on the frequency modulating waves emanating from our transmitter. And one of them is Dr. Barry Green down there in Sebastopol. Barry does holistic eye care, and they offer a full range of professional optometric services, included computer-assisted eye exams, glaucoma and cataract testing, personalized frame styling, specialty contact lenses, and much more. And it's all in a very comfortable and friendly, cows-friendly setting. Dr. Barry Green is located at 923 Gravenstein Highway South in Sebastopol. Call 829-5440 for information. And you'll listen to Cows Radio. The phone number in the studio is 874-1073. Let's go with Nada Lewis and Yanka Devoyka.
Сергей Митро.
lovely, yes, Nada Lewis and Janka Devojka. And that has Nada playing guitar and accordion and singing. And let's see, Shira Kamen was on the violin d'amour, and Robin Petrie was on the hammered dulcimer. So let's get right back to my last part of my interview with Nada Lewis. Phone number in the studio is 707-874-1073, Cowes Radio from, yes, Verdant Downtown Occidental.
When you go about choosing music, do you do research, or just normally just somehow it comes in the door and it presents itself?
It often comes in the door. Some of my students will bring me books of music. They'll say, would you look through this book of Polish waltzes from the 1890s and pick out some for me? And, of course, I look through it, and if there's something I like, I definitely have gotten some lovely music through my students through their books. I also get requests for music, which requires finding them, looking for them and finding them and learning them. And they become part of my repertoire, and I grow to love those as well.
Right, I suppose, imagine some gigs, if it's a wedding or something like that, somebody may ask, oh, can you please do our favorite song, you know, whatever it is. And
yes, that does happen.
Right, you mentioned that you do give lessons in the accordion. Perhaps you can tell people a bit about that.
What should I do? Give you my phone number?
Yeah, whatever.
I'll give you my website.
Okay.
My email is folkloric, that's spelled F as in Frank, O-L-K-L-O-R-I-C, @value.net. And if anyone is interested in learning accordion, I am located in Pinole, which is in sort of the East Bay, but the northern end of it. I'm south of the Carquinez Bridge. I also have students who come over from Marin and a couple from San Francisco. And I give lessons. They're generally about an hour. And I teach whatever level the student is currently at. I have a lot of beginners. I have a lot of advanced students, a lot of intermediate students. And I give them music that I think they'll like, that they can learn with.
Mm. Is there a,
we have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet it is, actually. It must be a lot of fun. Is there an accordion that's best for somebody who's just picking it up for the first time?
That's hard for me to answer, because different people would want different accordions depending on, you know, how strong they are. I have some students who have 12 bass accordions, which is just, you know, 6 major chords. I have students who have really big, heavy 120 bass accordions, which is, you know, the full chord set.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever someone's comfortable with. If anybody's looking for an accordion, the idea is to try a lot of them. If you have a chance to go someplace that has a lot of them, try them out. Some of them, one has to learn what is a good condition and what to avoid, of course, like buying a used car, for instance.
Right.
I tend to advise buying a used accordion first and start learning on that, and then graduate up from that once you have you can become familiar with and begin having a command of the instrument.
Obviously, it's the season coming up. What type of gigs and shows and events have you got coming up for spring and summer?
Well, tomorrow night, which is April 21st, from 7 to 9, I am playing at Les Bateaux Yves, which is at 2629 Telegraph Avenue in Berkeley, about a half mile south of the University of California. And that's no cover charge, and that's with my violinist friend John Schreiber. Playing a variety of music, and they have nice dinners and desserts and coffees, and that's the duet. Other than that, most of what's coming up immediately are weddings and birthday parties and some winery events up in the Napa area, solo and with other musicians.
Are there places like an accordion cafe, you know, where people go to and, you know, just people congregate?
That's just strictly accordion?
No. Yeah, or mainly something like that.
Not that I know of. Usually where accordions play, other instruments also would gather.
Okay.
You would probably know more about that than I, having spoken to some of the other accordion babes.
Yeah, I'd never actually thought of the question before, you know, if the, sometimes
but that's an excellent idea if someone wanted to start a cafe featuring accordion.
Yeah, what better place to do it in?
That would be wonderful. I'll come.
Okay. Cotati Accordion Festival is that the big event of the year, certainly in the Bay Area?
That would be a good gathering of accordionists. Yes, that's a good one. I've played there a number of times over the past 10, 12 years, but I have no plans to play there this summer. If I don't have a job, if I'm not playing for an event, I'll probably go because I always have a good time there.
Yeah, it was the first time I went last year, and I just had a great time.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
No, and I bring my CDs and trade them or sell them.
I suppose it's a gathering from all over the country.
I've seen, yes, I know they bring in people from Canada and Texas and beyond. It's amazing to see all the different styles an accordion can be played. I mean, just within the Accordion Babes group, almost everyone has a different style.
That's a very good point. There's some real punky types, really, totally out there, and the whole range. Yeah,
it does. It runs the gamut.
It's been fascinating, yeah. And the bawdy and the traditional, it's great.
It's just as any instrument, for instance, there are pianist singers and guitarist singers, and everyone sounds different from everyone else. It makes the world go round.
Yes, indeed. And, well, keep making it go round, Nada.
Oh, I will. Until I can no longer lift it.
Physically, do you literally train? How do you...
I know someone who had a very, very large accordion, and a woman. In fact, she had a very heavy accordion. It was the top of the line, and she would train out on a rowing machine.
Mm.
So she could play this big accordion. I never did that. I just figured playing the accordion was training enough.
Right.
But I always imagined that the ideal accordion festival would feature plenty of masseurs and masseuses to take care of everyone in the after hours.
No, that sounds very civilized.
It does. I'd like that.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Nada. I really appreciate chatting with you, and we'll put this out on Cowes. And maybe perhaps you can give us your website again people get to know it.
My website is www.folkloric.net.
We wish you absolutely all the best and really enjoy your music.
Thank you. It's been a delight talking with you and being on the program.
Well, thank you, Nada. Thanks for supporting Community Radio.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yes. Nada Lewis and Grey Eyes. That is a Ukrainian Kozakoch. And she was accompanied by Rick Elmore on the tuba. Yes, thank you very much, Nada, for the interview. And go check her out at her website.